From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Islamic State group is imposing a harsh set of rules on residents of areas it controls in Syria and Iraq during the month-long Ramadan observance. Ramadan began on Monday. The rules include forbidding the use of satellite TV receivers, limiting the hours of daily work, and instituting strict dress codes for women. The Norwegian Refugee Council says Islamist extremists in Iraq are shooting and killing civilians fleeing from battles between Islamic State and Iraqi government forces in Fallujah. Iraqi forces have been battling with the IS fighters for a few weeks in an effort to retake the city, which has been controlled by the group since 2014. The offensive has so far surrounded the city on three sides, with the only area remaining unclaimed being the West Bank of the Euphrates. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Monday North Korea appears to have reopened a plant to reprocess plutonium, an indication of its widening arms effort. The agency says satellite evidence shows the North is likely to have resumed activities at the plant at Yongbyon. Yukiya Amano is the head of the IAEA.
However, as we do not have the inspectors on the ground, we are only observing through satellite imagery. We cannot state for sure.
The information matches evidence found by the U.S. monitoring website 38 North. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Jordan's King Abdullah will travel to the U.S. to attend the funeral of American boxer Muhammad Ali. A family spokesman says the funeral will be held Friday in Ali's hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. This is VOA News.